Vision has just the right mix of music, inspiration and fun to kickstart your day. Rise and shine with Fel and DJ. Weekdays at breakfast.
Life, culture and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, we might all agree that completing high school is a major achievement. But for teenagers facing obstacles on their education journey, the thought of finishing Year 12 can sometimes seem unattainable. A good outcome to talk about today, where a group of students have graduated from Carinity Education Southside, a unique Christian school in Brisbane, and they're all mothers. Falling pregnant as teenagers threatened to derail their education, but there's been a second chance at schooling at Carinity Education Southside. Leanne Faint is Carinity Education Southside Principal. Leanne's joining us. Leanne, welcome along.
Hi, thank you, Neil.
And also joining us, Zali Roberts, one of this year's graduates. Zali, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Zali, can I start with you? You've got a beautiful little boy. He's 2.5 years of age. I suspect this has been an emotional journey for you going back to school.
Yeah, it's been pretty tough. A lot of challenges and bumps along the road, but we got there.
And I guess the prospect of not finishing school would have been weighing on you fairly heavily.
Yes, indeed. You know, we faced a lot of challenges around, you know, trying to get to school. My son getting sick quite a few times while I was attending, and there was a few times that I thought I could not finish. But with the help of Carinity, I was able to, which I'm extremely grateful for.
Leanne, you're the principal at Carinity Education Southside. It's an all-girls school, is it?
It is. It is. It's a unique little school in the heart of Sunnybank. And, yeah, it's for all girls. And we focus on enrolling young people who are disengaged from education for many, many reasons.
So teenage pregnancy does that, derails the education for young women. And so obviously I imagine it's parents, teachers, all getting together and saying we need to do something about this?
Oh, most definitely. And it's such a big concern for young women to be robbed of their education just because they are bringing into the world a new life. So It's really important that we provide those opportunities and remove those barriers to education for them. And transport is one of those.
So just providing transport opens up the opportunity to continue your education, because a lot of young women who are having their babies, somehow or other, they don't have that freedom to be able to move about on their own.
That's correct. And to get a little one out of bed, get them dressed, get them fed, get them to daycare, and often these young mums are too young to have their licence, get them to a daycare centre, and then get themselves to school, they'd be flat out getting to school by 10 o'clock. And most mainstream schools require them to keep those long hours. Otherwise, they get a little bit of pushback from that. But for us, if they're running late because of looking after a child or a child sick or what have you, you know, we just build it into our day and just support them where they're at, and we just keep moving forward.
And I'll stay with you for a moment here, Leanne, because what is the typical scenario when you've got teenage mothers? And the typical scenario, I imagine, is that that's the end of your schooling, you're into motherhood.
Yes, most often. And that's because I think childcare is so expensive. Society still looks down on young people who fall pregnant when they're still at school. So there's lots of social barriers as well. And I just want to add, though, but we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the assistance of Searchlight, who runs the daycare centre on our premises. So we are in a partnership with them, and we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the support of that organisation.
So it's a big coordinated effort. And so for you, Zali, the benefit of having daycare almost on the campus of school, that makes things a whole lot easier?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It gives a lot of comfort and ease as well, knowing that, you know, my son's been there. So, you know, if I have any worries or concerns, I can just go down and see him, knowing that he's not so far away. It's all really helpful, especially the support that Searchlight has given me as well, in terms of around my son's behaviour, getting me to and from school, being able to work around my son's educational challenges. It's all been so helpful.
From what I understand, there's been 14 girls going through this program that you've been going through, Zali, and you've now just graduated and a certificate for in business as well. So how are you feeling about your achievement?
Very proud. I honestly didn't think that I would ever get to this point. You know, I had originally dropped out of high school when I was 15, fell pregnant at 16. Tried to get myself back into school because no one would employ me without a certificate in education, and Karinity was the only one that was able to help me with that and get me through. So,
Leanne, I suspect it's easier when you're in a group and you've got young women who've got their children and they're going through school together. That camaraderie that happens, is that something special about the school?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, just to know that there's other young women who are in the same situation, they understand, there's no judgment. We often enrol young people when they're pregnant. So Zali came to us and she'd already had her little one, but most of them come to us while pregnant, and to walk into school with a big belly and there's absolutely no judgment from any of the other students or staff. And then to be able to talk to other people there who are going through different, you know, different feelings as they're, you know, growing really big and that sort of stuff. Just having someone there to talk to, and women who are very supportive. So we've got lots of support women. We have lots of First Nations aunties. So if the young people are a First Nation background, there's aunties here who can talk to them and support them so they feel culturally supported as well. So all those extra little added benefits. So really, we're not just a school. School is what we do, but we're so much more than that. We're like a family to these young people when they need it.
Special honour to you, Leanne, and the school community, because when you use that word judgment, there's no judgment here. Sometimes people assume that coming from the Christian school, there's going to be judgment, but you've no doubt had to work fairly hard to be embracing and to accept these young women and to offer that position of no judgment.
Well, that's what Jesus did for us, yet while we were sinners. So we have we work under a premise of unconditional positive regard, and many people attribute that to a famous psychologist, but really that's the basis of the Bible. So unconditional positive regard. So it doesn't matter what these young people have done. We love them and we want to support them and see the best thing happen for them and their little ones.
And Zali, you're the recipient of something very special here, but let me ask you, is it easier when there is a group of young mums like yourself and encouraging one another, supporting one another along the journey too?
Oh, 100%. It is so much more easier knowing that there are other people like you and you're not doing this on your own. Like, there are other young women that are doing exactly the same as you and helping each other push through. It's a really great community to have.
Leanne, Karinity Education Southside, this is the only school of its kind in Queensland. How do you describe the way you're fitting in with the rest of education in your state?
Sometimes I do feel like a little bit of a left thumb. But, you know, I think whenever I meet with other principals and other schools, they're really appreciative that we are offering a service that other schools can't. So, you know, I think most principals understand and most schools understand that we can't cater for everyone, and we're a school that can't cater for everyone ourselves. And we're each like a part of the body that we all work together.
And Leanne, so far as being dedicated to supporting students to overcome barriers to education, is this something that's at the heart of what, you know, it's a Baptist foundation around Karinity and education. Is this something that the people who are running the education system are actually looking to do is to create opportunities for people who've been disadvantaged?
Most definitely. That is exactly the heart of the Queensland Baptist and Corinity, is to be the hands and feet and to reach out to those people that need that extra love and that extra support, and to do that in a very practical way. And I think that's something that we do well and the other Corinity schools also do very well, just meeting people where they're at.
Sally, we're of course congratulating you on graduating from high school. What are your aspirations? What are you hoping to do next year?
Well, next year I will actually be volunteering in the school office, because I just can't leave the school. I love it too much. I love the community. It's so wonderful to have that support system as well. And I want to give back to the school the same way that they gave to me. So, and amongst all that, I will be trying to obtain work with my certificate for and other certificates that the school helped me achieve.
And Leanne, young women who are choosing to have their baby, rather than take a track that so many are choosing, an abortion track, this is a demonstration, wonderful practical demonstration of how we love people no matter what mistakes or what circumstances they may have found their way into. How do you see these young women as the way they've chosen to keep their baby and to now press on and make something of their lives?
Oh, look, I can't speak highly enough of them. They're exceptional and they're courageous. It takes a lot of courage to take the pathway of seeing your pregnancy through and raising your little one. You know, once again, I come at a viewpoint of no judgment for those that do choose other options. But, you know, we value life. I value life. It's so precious. And it's just so courageous to be a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, with a big belly out there in the community and wearing a school uniform. I just think they're amazing. Just amazing.
Zali, what is your encouragement to other women who perhaps have missed their education and maybe because of teen pregnancy? Is it too late, do you think?
No, definitely not. I thought it was too late when I went to Corinity at 18. I felt very ashamed to be there being, an adult going back to high school. But I had no judgment. I was 100% accepted and fully supported. It's definitely not too late. I would highly suggest finding a school like Corinity or even going to Corinity, because it's the most support that you'll ever get.
Well, it is a wonderful story, a demonstration of the love of Christ, of overcoming that sort of stigma that sometimes comes there. And people will often think of the church as being judgmental, but a wonderful initiative that you're both a part of. Leanne Faint is the Corinity Education Southside Principal in Brisbane, and Zali Roberts is one of this year's graduates, and once again, our congratulations. How do you get in touch with Corinity? It's corinity.org.au, and to be directly in contact with the school, corinity.qld.edu.au/Southside. And there'll be a link to Corinity Education at the Corinity website, corinity.org.au. To you, Leanne, thank you so much for taking some time to share your thoughts and your heart with us.
Thank you, Neil. Our pleasure.
To Zali, thank you so much, and all the best for the coming year and the life ahead of you.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.